Hi there, and welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward.
And you know what's really funny?
What's really funny?
We're moving forward by looking back.
And I love that. Did you think of that? Is that like total impromptu? Like
boom.
A stream of child? Wow.
Boom. Yes, it was.
Moving forward by looking back, because, I mean, obviously, it's the last episode of 2025. And this isn't going to be like a everything, you know, rehash everything from the beginning of the year. But yeah, looking forward. But I think it helps to look back as we move forward into this new year of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. And I think it's important because we had a lot of opportunities, to use your word again, a lot of opportunities in 2025. And, you know, we did a lot of really cool stuff. And it was funny, Dan and I were talking about, oh, Dan, we did this, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, oh, yeah, and don't forget I got my master's.
Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. And that was huge, Bay.
It was.
You graduated from Wartburg College.
I got my MA in leadership. I mean, that
go
makes
you.
It. Well, it was, I mean, that's where I really enjoyed it. And I'm honored to continue doing this anytime that Wartburg has, like, they do like webinars or introductory or informative sessions about the program that they ask me to come and just be there to give my perspectives as a graduate of the program. But it's like just how much, and I think, no, this isn't going to be a big like, hey, look at what we did this last year. However, what we want to talk about today and moving forward and looking back to move forward is just the importance of when you're living with a chronic illness, just continuing to show up. However you can do that, just continue to do what you can to show up in any way, shape, or form. Because it's just like, did I want to? Well, yeah, obviously I wanted to get a graduate degree. I wanted to go the places we went. But it's like, how many times do we have things where we want to go or where we plan to go places? I think of like baseball games, and it's like, I know we paid the tickets, and how many times you and I think and tell each other, boy, I know we spent $15 on the tickets, but I'll give you $15 if we could just stay home today. But then we go, and it's just like, God, I'm so glad we went because that was so much fun.
And that is true, but it's ironic that we're talking about showing up, because you and I show up in a lot of places, but the one place that you didn't show up was your graduation from Wartburg College back in Waverly, Iowa.
And on May 25th.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing. I think that we weren't able to go to commencement because that was the week of discovery and realizing that we were not able to get you out of bed. You weren't able to stand because lo and behold, as we learn and find out that you have, can I say it?
Yes.
But it's like that you have arthritis in your hip. Mm-hmm. And so we had to get to the bottom of that. And I think that's where we have to prioritize, or just you see what's important, and not that going back to Iowa for graduation was not important. But then we weren't able to go back. However, I was invited, or I was, I don't want to say nominated, elected, chosen by my cohort because they wanted me to give the class presentation, the class speech at the hooding ceremony, and I couldn't go. I couldn't be there. But thank goodness for Dr. Gleason, we found a way for me to at least pre-record my my speech, which had already been written, but to be able to pre-record it so that they could play that at the hooding ceremony. So I was part of that. I showed up that way, but the Neo and I were able to watch it online and just to be able to work out. So we found ways to show up.
And we showed up there, and it was unfortunate that I had had that experience and I was not able to get out of bed and I was not able to transfer. And that has opened the world up to a litany of problems in my thinking. And I'm not certain, as is the case with so much of MS, I'm not sure, is this just arthritis or is there some spasticity that's at work, and is that why I need to stay on top of my Rituxan infusions? Not that I'm advocating for a particular medication, it's just medication I take, but why I have to stay on top of my Rituxan infusions, and that's me showing up. And so I need to be healthy for you so that you can show up for things like your graduation. But, you know, what a wonderful experience that you were able to still participate.
Right. And I think that's the whole thing, because then you look at what, just when things don't go our way, when we're living with MS or things, you know, we weren't able to get there. However, that prompted us to look into other options, because one of the highlights of the last year was then when we were able to go then back to Iowa and we were able to go up to the Field of Dreams with Korn in the field. And when we showed up, they had their monthly thing where the ghost players came out of the corn. And what a meaningful, you know, for somebody who still cries when he watches the Field of Dreams, to be able to be a part of that. And none of that would have happened had you not had things, you know, with arthritis, spasticity. Had we gone back to Iowa for my graduation, we would not have gone back for that. And so it's like always finding things, you know, just when things don't go the way we want, just that we continue to show up, because you never know what else is going to happen or what's in the world for us.
A little bit of silver lining, you know, that was unfortunate that I was in the hospital, that you missed your graduation, but we were able to take advantage of the opportunity to go back to Iowa and to see Field of Dreams. And we also had to make a little bit of a concession with that trip. You and I had historically in our 20 years of marriage made that trip, just you and I, but we realized it's more difficult to transfer me. I have a little more discomfort when I'm standing, and it was wonderful that Jen could travel with us and be helpful. And we have just realized we want to show up, we want to be involved, but we will need a little extra help in making that. That's not being weak. That is just being strong in my mind, that I know I'm not going to put all that burden on you or all that pressure on you to make transfers to help me all on your own. So that was kind of showing up and you being strong enough to say, yeah, I can use the help, but I don't have to go it alone. So I think, you know, just with your getting your degree, number two, your second graduate degree, I feel like we got smarter in just recognizing that take the help where you can get it, and accepting what multiple sclerosis gives us and working within what the disease will let us have.
Right. And well, and I think too, it's just showing up doesn't mean, I mean, showing up means also just like changing things to make it fit you and what you need, where you're going. I mean, the number of times where we want to get together with our friends and we can't get into their homes because of steps and things with your power chair, But it's like, well, then we open up our home, you know, and have people come over to our house, which is handicap accessible, which you can use the restroom. And so we find ways to make that. So we show up with our friends. When our friends want to go to one of our favorite restaurants from back in the day, but when said favorite restaurant had issues with their accessible ramp and we're not able to get in there, when we get invited, it's like, okay, well, we can't do that, but we can go here. Would you mind coming into town to go here? And they do. I mean, so it's just like, we're showing up, and I don't want to use the cliche of like changing the narrative or rewriting it to fit our needs, but I think it's like, how do we show up the best we can? And I think, you know, sometimes we just plain can't do something, but it's just like, well, how do you do it? And I think if you can't show up, or if you're not showing up, how are you reframing that to say, okay, well, this is what I can do? I mean, because we have friends that go float the river. Well, I think we did that once. I don't mm-hmm. think either one of us is healthy enough to do that kind of transfer anymore. So we just, you know, we don't float the river, but we'll be there when they get out. We'll barbecue with them.
Absolutely. And I think, to use an expression that I love, is the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Love that.
You know, yeah. I would love to float the river. I had the most amazing time when I did that. But like you said, we were younger, you were stronger, I was thinner, I was able to stand better. And if we did it now, it would be great to float the river. But what you have to think, almost like chess, like, which I don't play, but I've heard, you have to think like a couple moves ahead. So let's say I float the river, and then two steps ahead, how in the heck am I going to get out of the river? Am I going to hurt your back? Am I going to need more help?
After you floated the river in the heat of the sun.
And, exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, that looking forward, you just have to make those acknowledgments, and you have to think, move ahead, and what's realistic and what's worth it. You know, for me, one of the most fun, not that this is like like your slide shows from your vacation travels, but a little bit, you know, we had opportunities. We saw comedians. We saw Jerry Seinfeld. We saw Nate Bargatze. We were able to do that because it was in accessible locations, and we were able to get the tickets, and they were in like good temperature controlled settings, mm-hmm. not too exhausting for you. And, you know, Jen would help us get ready and ship us off. You know, we're very blessed to have a caregiver that can help us get things going. But instead of like floating the river or going to some crazy outdoor concert, we go to comedians. Or, you know, we still go to the outdoor concerts, but we try and sit in the pavilion where we're shaded, or we don't go in the middle of August. So it's those things that help us move forward.
Well, I think that, you know, when we talk about making sure it works for us, I think that's why we don't go to baseball games during the day. And if we are going during the day, we make sure we're in the shade. But other than that, we show up because we're able to control that we're going to the games at night. When we went down to Comerica Park to see the Tigers this year, never did we say, hey, let's go to a Sunday afternoon game. Mm-hmm. It's like, nope, let's do it Saturday night, where we can do it. Same with when we go see the Loons. It's like, we're always doing it in the evening. And the one time we do it during the afternoon, when they have inclusion day, when my sister and her family are out here for that, it is an afternoon game, but we always say we need to sit in the shade. And even then it's really hot, but you know, you show up, it's just like, show up. What keeps you moving then? I mean, what makes you think, okay, I can do this? How do you know when you can tough it out, and how do you know that you need to sit it out?
That's a really good question because I don't.
I tell you, I was a reporter once.
I don't always, you know, we show up and sometimes you're there. You know, the perfect example is Elizabeth's Inclusion Day. Mm. We go to her baseball games and it's crazy hot.
Oh my God, so
always.
Hot.
Always. And so we'll sit and we'll watch her. But then when you can see when and you, any of you out there listening with MS, when you, if you know what it's like when you start to get overheated and your vision gets a little wonky or you're just starting to feel a little rubbery, and we'll be watching her game. And then you and I will just look at each other knowingly like we've got to go get some shade, go get something cool to drink. It doesn't mean we can't show up and we can't be there. It just means we have to stop. And that is something, you know, 20 years of MS together as married, you know, geez, oh, Pete, it's going to be 28 years. Well, it is 28 years since I was diagnosed. And you just figure that stuff out. But I don't think that ever keeps us from doing and trying things. What, how do you continue? I mean, how do you know? Or even better, if something is where you're like, no, we really shouldn't do that. How do you judge that? Or how do you convey to me like, no, Jennifer, that's not smart.
I think that's what I do. I say, Jennifer, that's not smart. Well, it's weighing the pros and cons. And like you say, you know, is the juice worth the squeeze? And what is it we do? I think that, I don't know. Let me ask you this. I'm not avoiding your question, but we often talk, you know, one of my biggest fears is karma. And I never want to say no or bow out of something just because I'm lazy or don't want to do it because I'm afraid it'll come back to bite me. So then I'm always like, okay, well, am I really not able to do this? And so I think that for you and me, it's just like, what does this look like and how can we make it happen or why would this not be a good idea? I think when we're talking about, you know, when there's a concert down in Detroit and we, you know, we have to accept the fact that if we go to a concert in Detroit, we have to get a hotel. There's absolutely no way. There's no way with my age, but it's just like, you know, like my lack of discomfort driving at night in unfamiliar places. Mm-hmm. I think it's just because, you know, I'm tired because there's that MS fatigue. So it's 2.5 hours to drive up from Detroit after a long day of work and going down to a concert. Am I really going to have it in me to drive till, you know, midnight, 1 in the morning on, you know, in downtown Detroit, you know, or Metro Detroit expressways and stuff? Do we really need to go to that concert? And it's just like, well, you know, and I think that's where, you know, because I know you want to go to these shows and stuff, but I'm like, and I mean, it isn't about the money so much. It's just like, I'm older. I'm at level 53. But it is just that thing of, you know, there is the MS factor, you know, after we do all of this, are we really going to have the energy? And so then it's just like, well, we just can't, but there's a concert in Saginaw where there's Jerry Seinfeld in Saginaw. Mm-hmm. We can do that. We can manage that because certainly, yeah, he gets done and we drive home. It's 10 o'clock at night, but it's only an hour away. It's familiar territory. And so of course we're going to do that.
For me, as we're talking and we're showing our photo album of sorts, you and I had the opportunity, thank you, Sam Greenberg, to go to Boston to see my beloved Red Sox play the Yankees.
Classic.
It was. And just something, and I have never told you this, and I don't know if this is the appropriate.
You're going to do this now?
Yeah, I'm going to. We went and it was an amazing trip, but I had a little bit of a urinary tract infection if you remember back, mm-hmm. and it didn't put a damper on the trip. I mean, it was a great trip. But boy, oh boy, don't take a trip without, I knew it and I didn't contact my doctor. And I thought, oh, we can handle this. It's not a problem. But you, thank God for you and for Jen that you helped me. And I'm sorry if this is more information than listeners want to hear, but that made it difficult. That did make that hard. Didn't make the trip not worth it, you know, to hear the Boston accent and hey, Jennifer, you know, that was priceless. But it's something, you know, we didn't go any other trips. If I was feeling the least bit like UTI-ish, you know, we have to tackle that. Or you know, if you're feeling really weak or, you know, your feet are hurting, we just don't go into trips knowing that we're not at our best.
Well, but I think that you bring this up, I mean, in terms of showing up. I mean, we're going to Boston. We stay at, I mean, the most beautiful hotel that was like maybe 4 blocks from Fenway Park. But it's just like, you know, for us to show up and do that and to really enjoy the whole Boston experience, Fenway Park and everything. What did we do for me so that we could show up? We called and we rented a wheelchair.
Right.
I got a wheelchair because I knew. And you know, think of that. It's just like for me, I'm quote unquote able-bodied that I still can walk. But we know I can't walk a long distance over time unless I'm going to jump on the back of your wheelchair and you're going to give me a ride on that. But it's like, that's not the most safe option. But, you know, for that, for me too, I don't want to say, you don't want to admit somebody living with MS when you hit that point where you just know it's going to be better for you if you have a wheelchair. I think that that's where you just realize the quality of life and what's it going to take for me to be able to do this. So then when we were in Boston that first night, that we were able to go like 6 miles round trip, just walking through the streets to like the restaurant to find a place to eat, mm-hmm. just that I had a wheelchair and I drove the scooter through Boston. And, you know, I didn't take it the night of the game because it was going to be, I think, just more trouble than it was worth. And we just took our time. I think that's the downside when you're walking and I scuffle my feet and we're on cobblestone streets and sidewalks. It's like, of course, I'm going to jump on your chair and you're going to give me a ride on that because I would stumble and fall. But it's just like, how do you adapt and show up for these things? And so it's just like you find ways to make it work.
That's true. And something as simple as renting a power chair. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's right. That made, wow, that did
just
make
what
it,
we could do. I mean,
yeah, and that made it such a good experience. And I selfishly was thinking about my bladder.
Oh, I thought of your bladder too. I mean, just like those things. But you know, how much do you, yeah, you brought up the juice is worth the squeeze, but it's just like, you know, what are you willing to put up with mm-hmm. to make it happen? And, you know, this was a big trip and this was something to, you know, in honor of your dad, you know,
yeah.
and everything. And it's just like, this was worth it, you know, but drive down to Detroit to a concert where we'd have to drive home at that night, not worth it.
It's not worth it. And that's a concession. That's an acceptance. And that, you know, you need to, I think any of us, whether you're living with a chronic illness or not, you need to really judge fairly and think like a chess player, a couple moves ahead. What is this worth it? Boy, that was something.
Yeah, but I think it's, you know, even with friends, even you know, there's a thing when you're diagnosed with MS and there's just things you can't tell from one day to the next how you're going to feel and is it going to be challenging or not, and then always afraid of having to cancel on your friends and stuff because, you know, it's just a reality of what it's like to live with multiple sclerosis. But then it's like, on some levels, it's always me thinking, how much do we have to push ourselves to show up? And am I, you know, I guess, and that's for me. I don't like, you know, smack my chest and say it's worth it, or, you know, I'm gonna slay this. But it's just like, how much do you just, I don't want to say, I'm not saying suck it up. That's not what I'm saying, Jennifer. But it's just like, you know, how much do you play through the pain? And I think maybe it's, for me, it's that sense of karma where it's just like, mm-hmm. I don't want to unnecessarily say no just because I don't want to.
Well, and I love that. And it's one of those things. I look back now, you know, being 51.
You're level 51.
I'm level 51. And say, what was I complaining about when I was in my 40s?
Yep.
That was good. And when I'm in my 60s, am I going to look back and say, what was I complaining about now?
You're just like, what I wouldn't give to have those minimal problems.
Right. And I think that that's really important. And we don't want to say, oh, I don't want to do this because I'm tired. And then, you know, karma will play a card like, oh, you don't know from why you can't do this. So I get you on that.
Yeah.
And we were able to do so much this year. We had so many opportunities. And I look forward to what we are going to do in 2026 and just how we're going to keep moving forward and showing up.
I think that's the big thing, is showing up and finding ways to continue to show up. And I think that's just where, for us living with MS, it's like, no longer, I don't want to say, you know, cliche, proactive rather than reactive, but it's like, I'm always one to say, well, let's, you know, when we want to do trips, when we want to do stuff like this, we need to be the one in control to say, okay, this is when we're doing it. This is, you know, and that way we're not like at, I don't want to say at the mercy of other people, but, you know, it's like letting other people, you know, who don't understand where we are, what has to happen. It's like, and not that we can't be flexible enough to make those things happen, but at the same time, don't let everything, don't be on the receiving end of things, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, as we talked about, we had the opportunity to go to Fort Lauderdale this year. Again, we are very fortunate.
So blessed.
And we showed up, but we were not forward thinking enough about my power chair. I naively assume that everything is handicap accessible, right. But of course, I live in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and I can get a taxi where my power chair can fit. So everywhere should have that. Well, they don't. So you need to do a little, if I go to Fort Lauderdale, if I have the opportunity again, or the next time you and I travel, I will line up transportation. You know, that was naive of me. Or it was just me thinking, well, of course. Well,
naive because of the incident in Boston, that, you know, we were so lucky that we even had transportation to get from the hotel to the airport that Sunday morning.
That's right. That was so stressful.
But then you're thinking too with Fort Lauderdale, you're just like, well, but that's where a lot of snowbirds go. A lot of the retirees go down to Florida. So you would think there would be accessible Ubers or things like that. And I think, no, there's not. And that's what really, I never said anything to you about this, but I screenshotted because it's easier and it makes more sense for Lyft and Uber to have pet
like
compatible, like
that they animal companion pets. Yeah,
not even companion, just like your BFF, you know, pet dog that you can drive, but never mind a person. But because you have a wheelchair, there's nobody that has, you know, we couldn't get an accessible Lyft or Uber, and the public transportation didn't have anything either.
So now we're just going to have to look ahead and get those things taken care of. And again, you know, we're fortunate that we have a van that will allow my power chair to ride in it. So we think, well, if we do, everyone should. But that was just kind of silly thinking of our own.
Lesson learned. And so now we know what we need to do so that we can show up. So maybe just showing up means doing homework, means looking, like you said, being a step ahead or two moves ahead on your chessboard.
Yeah. And we take it for granted.
Totally.
Totally take it for granted because this is our everyday existence. And we have to realize that not everybody, you know, you say that about going to Florida and snowbirds, but maybe not many people use wheelchairs.
Yeah.
You know, that's again, us making assumptions.
Right.
So we do need to be proactive and do our homework so we can show up and be better equipped to tackle the things we need to do.
Absolutely. But I think that's the big thing of what we, you know, what we're just chatting about here today is just doing what you can to continue showing up, you know, in spite of the disease, whether that's being proactive, whether it's changing the narrative or just finding ways to make it happen. And I'm so glad that we're able to do that and are being flexible.
You're doggone sometimes made out of Play-Doh. You're so flexible and you're Mr. Bill.
You know? Oh, no.
Yeah. We have to change course and we have to be flexible.
That's what Sparky, one of my former coworkers, said. Something to the effect of, blessed are the flexible because they'll never get bent out of shape.
So, that is very, very true, Sparky.
Yeah.
Those are wise words. And, you know, 2025 was a wonderful year and we had a lot of opportunities and we did some traveling and we were able to interact and make connections with so many people. And I think that should be our goal for 2026, is to continue the conversation about multiple sclerosis, make connections, and to work on wellness and to continue. I know for me, I'm going to try and stay active. I'm going to box more and just stay engaged and, you know, take a beat and just work on self-care.
Yeah.
You know, and so how about you as we go into 2026?
I'm going to focus on self-care too. I mean, we just had the most incredible opportunity as we do have for the last probably 6, 7, 8 years being part of the PT Connect program at CMU where we worked with student physical therapists and stuff. And I don't want to say marching orders, but I have like exercises and things I need to do to, I mean, it's just, and they don't take a ton of time during the day. I need to do that, improve the flexibility, work my way up to having more and don't feel like I have to tackle it all and be in my tip top shape of, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, just show up and be present and just put forth the effort. And once you start things, and stay consistent with it, then all of a sudden things snowball, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're walking 2 minutes. I think, was it Dr. Model when we interviewed him where he said, you know, take 5 minutes, just walk 5 minutes. And then 2 weeks later, you realize, hey, I can do 7 minutes, and you just keep adding to it. And then all of a sudden you're walking for 20 minutes or, you know, so it's just like just taking the time and getting things started. And so, yeah, that's what I'm going to do is just continue to move.
And Dan, you took photos of me the last time I was boxing.
I did.
I'm like so tough, really.
You are.
But I was wearing a sweater. I was wearing a turtleneck sweater. Who boxes in a turtleneck sweater?
My wife.
But instead of saying, oh, no, I need to be wearing a T-shirt and I need to have my hair up in a ponytail, look all sporty spice, I had on my turtleneck sweater and I put on my boxing gloves and I boxed for 7 minutes and I got tired and my arms, they worked hard And that was very Dr. Model-esque, where it's like you take advantage, do it while you can, and don't worry about having on the cute clothes or the perfect outfit. Just do it. And that, you know, you just continue moving forward. Like we say that that's our goal. So for me, I just want to continue staying strong, whatever that looks like. And, you know, I want to continue having adventures with you, Bae.
Well, thank you, Boo. But yeah, so I just think, you know, for everything, I think just moving forward, it's like whether it's events, activities, even doctor appointments, living with MS, just continuing to show up and do the best you can, whatever that looks like for you personally. Don't compare yourselves to other people. Compare yourself to you and what's your personal best, and just to keep showing up. So here's to a great 2025, looking back, but then we'll look forward to an incredible 2026.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and please tell others about it.
And be sure to subscribe, rate us, and share your review to let us know how we're doing and what you want us to talk about in future episodes.
Email us at acoupletakesonms@gmail.com and follow us on our blog, acoupletakesonms.com.
Until next time, we are A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
I'm Jennifer Digman, and I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. Take care.